USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Strong winds helped spark wildfires that spread over 1,600 acres and prompted hasty evacuations near Denver, Colorado, including the entire town of Superior and the city of Louisville overnight. Colorado Governor Jared Polis declared a state of emergency Thursday afternoon. Clint Folsom, mayor of Superior, Colorado, on CNBC last night.
It's a dire situation here. We've still got a mandatory evacuation order. In effect, I'm doing a tour of the town with law enforcement right now, and we've got we've lost a couple hundred houses, and they're still actively burning.
About 580 homes were lost in Superior. The National Weather Service is reporting a gust in the area reached 115 miles an hour. Airline cancellations are piling up in the United States with thousands of flights scrubbed. Check with your carrier before heading to the airport. USA Radio News.
Trust. Maybe a small word, but with huge ramifications. At Fellowship Home Loans, we want to be the mortgage lender that you trust.
Fellowship realizes that trust is earned and can easily be lost. That is why we listen not only to the wants, but also strive to understand the need.
Take a look at our Google reviews and our A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. But that's just the beginning. What matters is you.
Give us a chance to earn your trust, not just your business. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or online at fellowshiphomeloans.com.
We will listen and put together a plan to help make your dreams come true. Fellowship Home Loans, 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-7283. Or fellowshiphomeloans.com.
Fellowship Home Loans. Welcome home.
Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA Fellowship Home Loans, Equal Housing Opportunity Lender, MLS number 60134.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis reduced the sentence of truck driver Rogel Aguilera Medeiros from 110 years to 10. Rogel testified he was hauling lumber when the brakes on his big rig failed as he was driving down a steep grade on Interstate 70 into Denver, Colorado, April of 2019. In his commutation letter signed Thursday, Polis said the 26-year-old driver would be eligible for parole in 5 years. Homeowners rejoice.
A new report says the median home price sales rose over the last year to a new all-time high. Redfin reporting the price jumped by 14.6% to a record high of just over $360,000 during the four-week period ending December 26th. The study comes as a number of homes for sale fell to a record low. New listings and pending sales also dropped to their lowest level since January. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Burke.
We are USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Given President Biden's track record on the international stage, one lawmaker worries Biden doesn't have what it takes when it comes to dealing with foreign adversaries. New York Representative Republican Claudia Tenney on Newsmax Thursday.
I think, Joe Biden is a career politician, a guy who's worried about currying favor and making friends, not about caring for the priority of the American citizens in our country. And it's just clear after what happened in Afghanistan that he really doesn't have a forceful approach. The Secretary of Defense is out there making sure that we keep some forces and some sea ships in the sea out there. We also did give $60 million in lethal aid, and also we need to continue to bolster the intelligence that we have on the ground to be sure that this isn't going to happen and that a country with an authoritarian like Putin isn't going to go in and try to seize Ukraine, which is, has its own right to its own sovereignty and its own sovereign borders. So I'm hopeful that, that the Secretary of Defense and other diplomats, including Secretary Blinken, will back up a strong, forceful presence against Putin's intent to invade.
China is calling on the United States to protect the Chinese space station and its three-member crew after Beijing complained that satellites launched by Elon Musk's SpaceX nearly struck the station. The incidents took place July 1st and October 21st when the Chinese space station had to divert from its orbit to avoid hitting some of the hundreds of SpaceLink satellites designed to blanket Earth with internet communications. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryor.